Chapter 2 Reading Page 19 A Day in the Life of Whiz Kid Wendy
Wendy Wang, 15, must be one of the top students in Shanghai. She's already written several successful computer games. Now all of her family work in her business. And she's still at school.
6 a.m. I get up at 6, wash, and put on my school uniform. I have breakfast with my parents. We have a family business. I started the business 2 years ago. I write computer games. Luckily, they are very popular. We sell over 500,000 games every year. My father is the manager of the company, and my mother is responsible for sales. My brother is our accountant. Every morning, we discuss the business at breakfast. Then I usually work on my computer for an hour before school. 7:30 a.m. I always go to school in my own car. I am not old enough to drive, and so I have a driver. I sometimes make phone calls to clients on the way to school. 8 a.m. I start school. I enjoy seeing my school friends. But some of the work is boring because it is too simple for me. I usually achieve A grades in all my subjects. Fail an exam. 12:30 p.m. About twice a week, my driver collects me from school. I go and have lunch with a client. Then I return to school. 4:15 p.m. After school, I usually attend a club. On Fridays, we have computer club meetings. The other students often ask me to assist them. On Mondays and Thursdays, I play basketball. Once a week, I have violin lessons. Always takes me home after school. I finish my homework in an hour or before dinner. 7 p.m. I always have dinner with my parents. We discuss our business. Then I go to my office and continue working on my games. I seldom go to bed before 2 a.m. I do not usually need much sleep.
Listening. Page 22. Identify speaker's occupation. Listen to the recording. You will hear 6 people talking about their daily lives. Write down the numbers 1 to 6 in the circles to show which person is talking. 1.
I work in an office. I wear smart clothes. I work for a big business. I am responsible for all the accounts. I pay out money. And I receive money. Often use a calculator. I must be very careful in my work.
2.
I work for a big business. I do not work in an office. I carry things all day. I often carry letters from one office to another office. Sometimes I carry big parcels. I usually stay inside our business. But sometimes I carry things to other buildings.
3. I work in a small office. Look after a building. I start my work in the evening. I work all night. Sometimes I walk around the building. Sometimes I watch a television screen. I must not fall asleep. I look out for thieves and burglars. After work, I go home in the morning. I sleep during the day. 4.
I work in a small room all day. I always wear a mask. Sometimes I wear rubber gloves. Many people come to see me. They open their mouths. I look at their teeth. I try to help them. I make their teeth better.
5. I usually work outside. I wear dirty clothes. I am very strong. I often carry heavy things. I sometimes climb up ladders. I help to build the buildings. My work is often very noisy. Sometimes my work is dangerous.
6.
I work inside most of the time. I wear smart clothes. I sit at a desk. Sometimes I use a computer. I am in charge of other people. I tell them what to do. I make sure they work well. I also meet many of our clients every day.
Pages 26 and 27. A. Talk time. Yes, no questions. When we ask questions that do not begin with a question word, we make our voices rise at the end. These questions begin with do, did, has, is, can, could, etc. These questions can be answered by yes or no. Here are some examples.
Do you understand? Can you repeat it? Is it correct? Can you explain it?
Showing politeness. We also make our voices rise to show politeness.
Excuse me? Thank you. You'll have to hurry.
Exercise A1.
Today, we're going to talk about experiments. First of all...
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Wendy.
Can you spell experiments?
E-X-P-E-R-I-M-E-N-T-S.
Thank you, sir.